I prepare for the sleep of a master. I prepare for the sleep of a master. I prepare for the sleep of a master. How do I prepare for the sleep of a master? When it's time for me to go to bed, or any time I choose to lay down, even if I take a nap, I lay down and I say, all is in divine order. 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 I say that again and again and again, and I lull myself to sleep with all is in divine order. I lull myself to sleep with all is in divine order. Because that's the only thing that makes any difference to me or to anything in my world, how I lull myself to sleep. Now I can have the busiest day in the universe, and I can have so many demands upon my time and upon my attention. I can be so completely involved in the activities of my day, and so nervously and so upset with all the things that I have to do. And as I worry about them, they seem to intrude upon my waking and sleeping time. They intrude upon my thinking time so tremendously, so vitally. And I say, hey, what's this all about? What's this all about? Who am I? I may have seen a very violent movie. I may have seen a very tender movie. I may have read an interesting book. I may have read a murder mystery. I may have been involved in my work. I may have been so busy in working that I just wore myself out and I couldn't go to sleep. But when I lay down, when I put my head down, when I put my head back even in a chair and sit back and relax, I just close my eyes and say, all is in divine order. I prepare myself consciously for the sleep of a master. I prepare myself consciously for the sleep of a master. And as I do that, I say, all is in divine order. As I do that, I say, all in my life is in harmony, in peace, in love. I don't get too expansive. I say with a simple phrase, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. And I just let that ripple through my mind, ripple through my heart, ripple through my thinking. And all is in divine order for me. That's all that matters. That's all that makes any difference at all, for all to be in divine order. And when all is in divine order, I feel so noble, so wonderful. I do not have any other thoughts, no specific thoughts at all. For to place all things in divine order is to place them in their perfect order, to place them in their right order. So many of my friends that I work with are having healing problems. They're coming to me and they're telling me they have a healing problem. They have a healing problem. They have a healing problem. How can they handle it? How can they handle it? Well, if you worry about your work, you're not going to sleep. If you worry about your healing problems, you're not going to have health. It's just as simple as that. How well can you train yourself to say, all is in divine order every moment of your life? And let divine order manifest itself in your world, in your life, in your affairs. Now, everyone has moments where they let thought that comes into their mind that shouldn't be there. But that doesn't mean it has to stay there. That doesn't mean it has to be there. You can just say all is in divine order and everything is put in order. You have a tablecloth. It's on the table. And you're out in the backyard. And dust has flown on the table. Things have been put on the table. Leaves fell down. So you take the edge of the tablecloth and you flip it up in the air and you snap it. And all the dust pops away. All the dust jumps away. It's no longer on the tablecloth. The tablecloth is clean and nice and beautiful and wonderful. And then you put it back down on the table. And then you set it and prepare it for your meal. I prepare for the sleep of a master by snapping my tablecloth, by cleaning off all things that are on the tablecloth that shouldn't be there. And then I set the tablecloth on the table, and then I prepare it the way I want it. And this is what we do when we have a problem. We have an illness. We have a financial, social, any kind of problem. And it bothers us very tremendously. And so what we do is to just become peaceful. Take a few deep breaths, let them all out, and say, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. And as you say that repeatedly, again and again and again, you're snapping that tablecloth and you're snapping off all the dust and all the leaves and all the things that you don't want there. And it's a fresh, clean, beautiful tablecloth, ready for whatever service you call for it. And so it is when you say you're preparing yourself for sleep. You prepare yourself for sleep by saying all is in divine order, and then letting it be in divine order. You say all is in right action now in my life, and letting it be in right action. Now, to say all is in divine order is a very comprehensive and very complete statement, and it covers every single thing, every single need that I could ever have in my life. And so, the one statement alone, all is in divine order, is the total statement that I use to bring balance, harmony, peace into my life. It's what I do when I prepare for sleep. For the sleep of a master. I put everything in divine right order. I say, all is in balance now. All is in peace now. All is in divine right order now. All is in divine right order now. All is in divine order now. All is in divine order now. You might say, you get a little tired of saying that. You get a little tired of saying it again and again and again and again. That's okay. Don't let it worry you. You may get tired of saying it again and again and again, but the work is being done. The subtle, positive, dynamic work is being done. And as that work is being done, my life is put in order. I am ready for sleep, and I'm ready for awakeness, because when I say all is in divine order and I'm awake, oh, my day just goes lickety-split. Everything in perfect balance and perfect order. Everything is in divine order. Wow, yes, oh, how nice that is. How nice that is. I prepare for the sleep of a master. I prepare for the day of a master. I prepare for the life of a master by saying, all is in divine order. There is only now. All is in divine order. And I am that divine order now. I say that for myself, and I have a wonderful life. You say it for yourself, and you have a wonderful life too. Because every time I think of me, I think of you. And I say to myself, I love you. I love you. I love you. And that's the only way I want to live my life. Is with unconditional love for every being on the face of the earth, now and forever.